Shalom lachem, toda shatem.
Hello and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shedarel. Hello. Today we'd like to take a look at the story of the people of Israel in the desert. Be with us, please. Yeah, we have another story here from the stories of the people of Israel after they left Egypt, crossed the Red Sea, and reached the desert. We know that they were in the desert for 40 years till the generation of the desert is changed for a new generation, by a new generation. Today we'd like to understand the complete scene of the people of Israel in the desert. 40 years in the desert is plenty of time, at least the way we see it today. And I'd like to ask, what is the significance of this journey in the desert for the people of Israel? What phase is it in our development as a people? I'm not looking at these things the way you depict them at all. For me, the people of Israel are the people who wish to achieve, to attain the meaning, the purpose of life. And they feel that this is something that makes them restless. They feel that without knowing the purpose of life, life is worthless. They exist like animals from day to day. They have no choice, so they exist. But really, their life becomes a life of sorrow. They experience great despair because they simply have to pass time from day to day. You have to work, you have to have children, have a family and everything, because that's how we're built. But each and every moment where they're asking why, what for, they can't answer that question, and their life is very hard. These are the people which have gathered around Abraham that called out to the Babylonians and said that whoever wants to attain the purpose, the meaning of life, find out what is life meant for, can come to me. He was a well-known priest, Babylonian priest, one of the people who took care of the Babylonians. He was a very educated person. He also sold sculptures, idols. He was a person who connects a person to the higher force. They had many idols, gods, like, suppose, with the Greeks. This is something that we're more acquainted with from later history. And then he taught them, Abraham, that if we want to understand what life is, it means to understand the higher force, to come to know the higher force which is managing our life. In order to do that, we have to discover Him. How do you discover Him? Him or it, suppose we're talking about the force. So the force is a higher force of love and connection that connects everything, that relates to everything in a good way of benevolence and bestowal. And if we want to reach that force, we have to be in accordance with it. It means that we start understanding it and we even discover it. That like out of a mist, it starts revealing. With everything there is around me and inside of me, I'll feel this force operating, talking to me, that it's present. I'll feel its vibrations in all of my senses. And this is how Abraham spoke to them, and they said, yeah, we're ready, we're willing, because without that, our life's terrible. Because back then in Babylon, there was a big crisis. Life was very hard. People started hating each other. Previously, they lived in a good, nice, more or less primitive way. Suddenly, the ego exploded, and they started fighting with each other, and they felt that life's really bad. Everything's changed. On the one hand, you have everything. On the other hand, life is so bitter that it's not worthwhile living. And therefore, many people came to him, and he connected them into a group. meaning the method was simple, like he discovered it first of all for himself, that through the connection of people, where this connection takes place despite the ego, which is operating and burning inside each and every one of us. And if people overcome their ego in order to connect, then in the point of connection between them, they start feeling, in their mutual point, they start feeling the higher force. Actually, something simple. Let's connect together, men and women together, or men separately, women separately, it doesn't matter. The main thing is to overcome our ego and to annul each and every particular ego in favor of others, to reach a state where we're in love, where we feel love for others. The quality of love is altogether Abraham's quality. It's the quality of chesed, mercy. And when they started doing it, they started feeling that, yeah, between them, there is some kind of a higher force that's operating, meaning the force of good, which is arranging life that instead of making life bad, it makes life good, that everything suddenly becomes easier, in a state where you don't have to bother that much and fight and search and work that hard, but everything comes easily on condition that we invest our forces into our connection. And all the rest of the things in life, like getting food and arranging the house and the family and the kids and everything, I don't have to bother about that. Everything, you know, it goes really, it's really easy. And to the extent to which I'm not working at the connection, then my life becomes really hard, one against the other. And this is how they advanced. He took them from Babylon to the land of Canaan, because the Babylonians started looking at them in a bad way. They really changed, as opposed to the Babylonians, compared to the Babylonians. So they went to the land of Canaan, which is the Israel of today, and they lived there in the days of Jacob, and in the days of Isaac, and the days of Jacob, and from generation to generation for many years. And in each and every generation, even from day to day, their ego grew more and more. And then Abraham, he asked the Creator, how can we come to the perfect state? So the Creator said, only by overcoming the ego. And the growing of the ego, and you'll feel that the ego is growing so much that you will call it, that it's taking over you, that you will call it the Egyptian exile. And then, in the days of Jacob, they felt that the ego is really growing and overcoming them, overtaking them, and that they feel that they're in a state called exile, meaning that feel that they earlier had in their connection, where they discovered something of godliness, lightly, but still they discovered. It also practically disappeared, and they felt that they are under the rule of their ego, and even though their ego is giving them plenty and abundance in life, prosperity, it demands just one thing. It does not allow them to connect. And that's called the 7 years of satiation. They develop. Everything's good. Aside from one thing, that they are going deeper and deeper into their egoistic desire, distancing from each other, up to the point where they start feeling that this desire is controlling them, where it's practically the same Babylon all over again, only in a worse situation, because after the connection, Against it, on the other hand, the great ego grows, the hatred, the relations between them in their relations. And even though that they're trying to connect, but they can't, every time it falls, they fall into the ego. They want to connect and they fall again. It's like with a couple, suppose, husband and wife, that they want to arrange their relations, but again, there is some kind of strife that unravels. And again, until they reach a state called, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, that nothing comes as a result of all of their connection. And then they started fighting with Pharaoh. Why can't we be connected? Because we're really destroying each other. What will this competition bring us to? We want to be connected. And this state where they can't succeed in their connection, that's the exile. That's the recognition of the exile, that we are in exile from the good force, the connection, the good attitude, the attitude of love that Abraham taught us back then. And the ego is constantly growing up to the point where they start identifying among them that the point of connection in which they were connected is really becoming opposed to the ego. And this point is called Moses, according to its role to pull them from the exile on the one hand. And on the other hand, against that point is standing the force called Pharaoh. And they feel that these two forces are within their connection, within their people, within this great big group of theirs. And they don't know what to do. And they feel these two forces, they feel that that's how it is, but really, they don't know what to do. They can't do anything. And then they reach a state of the 10 plagues. The 10 plagues, it's the recognition inside that group that they can't do anything about their ego, that it's going to finish them off, that their life is going to be horrific, a life of war, war between brothers, and mutual hate, reaching a state that a person's enemies are his household, even inside your family, everywhere. And they can't take it anymore. Really, their life becomes a bitter life, a life of darkness, called the Egyptian darkness. These final discernments that the ego is going to bury them without giving them anything, meaning that they will be its slaves in the lowest, most despised, horrific way. And this is what they come to through the 10 final revelations called 10 plagues, and then they're ready for anything. And then what happens to them is the so-called miracle, the miracle of the Exodus from Egypt, where they suddenly feel that they can make a special effort to connect between them and escape, despite the darkness that they don't know where and what, but they agree. They agree to follow this darkness at night from an unknown state where nothing's clear, everything's unknown, just to escape this mutual hate that's bursting out between them. And so they escape their great big ego, and they come out of that state, and they start feeling as if we came out in to the fresh air of the world. It's like the birth of the people, because before that, they couldn't connect. They were in constant struggles, but between them, and the egoistic desire that's controlling them, called Pharaoh. And This is how they now started heading towards the connection. Like in the days of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But here, there was a condition. Because they already rose above the great big ego called Pharaoh. So, in order to really connect and really be a nation, the way they understood a nation has to be back from the days of Abraham, they understood that here there has to be a special force, the presence of a higher force, and then they reach a state called the state of Mount Sinai, where on the one hand, they are with all of their great big desires, but these desires currently aren't controlling them. They have no control over them, the egoistic desires, and therefore they can hear. That's called the ear that heard at Mount Sinai. And they're ready to hear that they have to reach the state of the force of the mutual bestowal called the force of hearing, the degree of Bina. And they're ready for it, only they can't realize it. They also understand that they're also not demanded to realize what they can do. They're even still with their ego, only that this ego is in the meantime kind of sleeping. It's on the inside, but it can burst out like it happened many times. But only now it's sleep. It's sleepy. That's called that they came out of the exile where the egoistic thoughts and desires control them. But now it's different. They're searching for a way of how can they equip themselves with the force to control the ego, that even if it jumps up, like it happened many times, even during its outburst, they can control it and even can correct it. Meaning, we still stay connected between us despite the ego. Stay connected in a way where we don't want to harm each other. Maybe we're not connected enough, but at least we don't harm each other. Because still to make this ego to turn it into a neutral force, harmless. Harmless, that's the thing. That is the work of the 40 years in the desert, where we discover the ego on each and every step in the desert. And this ego, it shows itself, like the serpent that shows its head, but we immediately are asking for the higher force to reveal to the extent to which it can give us helpmate against him in order to control that serpent, that ego, and to balance it. Not that we can put the ego to death, we can't, because then we won't have any forces at all. But to correctly use the ego, not using it adversely towards others, not completely in favor of others, but also not against others. That previously we used everyone as much as we could. That's called Egypt. Now we're reaching a neutral state where I don't touch others. I don't wanna harm others. I don't wanna exploit them. I'm in a state where I don't wanna reach a state where I'm dependent on him and he's dependent on me, but in a way that we're constantly restraining our ego, being above it. Being on the so-called degree of Bina, above the degree of the Malchut. And this work in the desert, the so-called work in the desert that our ego seems to us like a desert because we're still incapable of using it in our own favor, but still it's like a desert, it's dry. But what do we enjoy And what does nourish us? The man. What is the man? It's a force that we get that helps us to at least be in a simple kind of connection, a simple kind of friendship. Not that each one really connects to the others and is willing to really devote himself to others, but to start arranging as a people. And this people, as opposed to Babylon and as opposed to Egypt, where our ego is really parting and hate towards others, with the will to control and rule everyone, because Pharaoh was in control of everyone's heart. Here, no, we rise above it. Meaning, we build ourselves on being... We build ourselves in being in a state where we're connected such that our destiny is to be like good neighbors. This is what we call good neighbors. It's a state where no one wants to harm others. We understand that this way we're coming closer to each other gradually, but in the meantime, this is how it is, meaning we correct our egoistic desires from receiving in order to receive, to bestow, to a desire of bestowing in order to bestow. Meaning, I'm willing to help the other to some extent, only not from my ego really, but in a way that we will live together in a good way. Good relations, right? Yeah. It's hard for us to scrutinize, so it won't seem like the measure of Satan, that mine is yours is yours. So it's not devotion, but good relations. Yeah, suppose. Okay. And this is how we advance to the point where we scrutinize our entire ego, our great big ego, which we have acquired in the state called Egypt, where then it was revealed in us in a horrific way, where it wishes to control each and every one of us, to force each one of us to control all the others, exploit everyone really to the fullest. And here, we as if rise above it. We don't want to exploit anyone. Everyone acquires a force where he is above his ego, the degree of Bina, which is above the Malchut. And this is how we prepare ourselves, atop all the problems that reveal in these states, which our ego shows us. The Pharaoh is revealed more and more, and we wish to be above him. Above him. That's actually building our state in the desert. You're actually describing a state where both in Babylon there was the ego took over, but the difference in egos was vast. In Babylon, the ego was relatively small. The Babylonians, they were really small in terms of the outburst of their ego, whereas in the times of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that prepared that group for a state where the ego, and also that's gradually, there are the 7 years of satiation, the 7 years of famine, so the ego started bursting out horrifically. And in our times, the Israeli society, where are we with respect to the state you've just described, which is a kind of a process that the nation is undergoing from a very powerful ego to a state where they're willing to neutralize it to some extent, at least not to harm and have some kind of friendly relations. Today we're in a state where our ego is starting to reveal more and more again, especially among the people of Israel, where we're not taking into account the nations of the world, but only the people of Israel that were already, they already went through a correction, and now we're in a great corruption. And today we're in a horrific state. Never before was there such a state between us. Strife, hatred, disregard, like today among the people of Israel and among the Jews around the world, and we see it in Israel today, and how we behave on the roads and the synagogues, everywhere. the way we want to say, this is yours, this is mine, don't touch me, in the worst possible way, that if at least, to some extent, we're connected with one another, then, as a result, we can reach a strife, and from the strife to reach some kind of a connection, maybe. But what we care for is, how will no one touch me, and I don't want to touch anyone. This is a state by which we can cause ourselves the biggest problems. It's really dangerous. If I understand, history is repeating itself. There was a state of Babylon where the ego was really in a state where people couldn't stand it and they felt bad, and then they went through a process of coming out of the ego until they reached the state of Egypt. And there too, at a certain point, they felt that it's growing, that it's in control of them, the situation is bad, and they decided to get out of Egypt. Meaning, where are we on the axis of history? Are we towards the coming out of this state in our times in 2016? Not yet. We're towards the recognition of evil. We have to understand that our state entirely depends on the extent to which we acknowledge that the forces which are controlling us are evil, being that Pharaoh. And we have to rise above it, like it was during the Exodus from Egypt. And then when we rise above it, we can later on correct it and reach and correct our relations and also the relations among the nations of the world. This is also something we have to do. We'll talk about this next time. Our time's up. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best. Thank you.